Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, whatever, and I call those odd things Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. We're going to start off with one of the great all-time pop classics, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, also known as Weem Away. There are a number of successful recordings of this. It was originally written in 1939, but the one that most of us remember, or certainly I remember, is by The Tokens from 1961, called The Lion Sleeps Tonight, or Weem Away. That was The Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens. And I forgot to mention, the reason I played that song first was it was the song we ended last week's show with. Didn't get to play the whole song, so when I don't get to play the whole song, I like to start the next show with it. The next song up is Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. Guy Clark is a Texan songwriter, musician. He performed in Bristol a few years ago. I went to see him. One of the all-time great songwriters. Many, many of the top country music artists, Willie Nelson and the like, sang songs by Guy Clark. He was a musician's musician. I particularly like this song. I personally performed it once with a group. We called ourselves the Louisiana Blue Toes, and we all had our toenails painted blue. I won't tell you the whole story, but we had a lot of fun. Anyway, but our version of this, I can assure you, was not as good as Guy Clark's. Guy Clark's version of Baton Rouge, which he wrote, is a good song, one of my favorites. Here we go.
Well, I'm gonna leave Texarkana, I'm going down to Louisiana, I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get
get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll give me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna learn to walk that walk. I'm gonna learn to talk that talk. I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now, ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going. I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge.
That was Guy Clark singing Baton Rouge. I like the verse where he says, Texas girl, she broke my heart, then she took my truck apart. It's got a nice earthy feel to it. And that's him on the guitar, too. Almost for sure he was a master guitar player. Next up is Green, Green, Rocky Road by Dave Van Ronk. Dave Van Ronk was part of the folk music revival in the late 50s and early 60s. And apparently ruled the village, the Greenwich Village. He was one of the stars down there and befriended a lot of up-and-coming musicians like Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell. I saw him perform in Boston in the late 50s in a church. It was kind of a jam of folk music. And a big, burly guy got up with a harmonica and sang with just him and the harmonica. He may have had a guitar, I don't remember. But I was really impressed. And I think this is one of the songs he sang. It's called Green, Green, Rocky Road by Dave Van Ronk.
You come along, follow me, we'll go down to Galilee. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk. You just fly, you don't walk. You don't run, you keep on flapping to the sun. Hollin' green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Little Miss Jane, you run to the wall, don't you stumble. Don't you fall or don't you sing? Don't you shout when I sing, you come running out. Hollin' green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Guitar. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. Soda cracker, does your mama chew tobacco? If your mama chews tobacco, ooga dooga, ooga dooga, soda cracker, yes. Green, rocky road, your promenade in green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. No carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, there's a man in Galilee. Holland green, green, rocky road. You're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
That was Dave Van Ronk singing Green, Green, Rocky Road. You know, I've been doing this show for a number of years now, and I play songs I love. And I play the ones I love most, I play over and over. And I'm sure I've played over 1,000 different songs on the show. And of those, there are probably at least 300 or 400 I really like a lot. And if I like them a lot, I'd like to hear them over and over. I could make a show up and hear it every week and be happy. But I do try and break it up. Anyway, every now and then, oh, I shouldn't say that, every show, I have at least usually one or two brand new songs that I've never played before, sometimes more. And I figure I ought to give them a little fanfare, like, this show, this song has never been played on this show before. So here comes one. Absent-Minded Melody by Front Country. And Front Country is a brand new band. I would assume this was recorded this year or last year at the latest, earliest. So I want to read you who they are before I tell you, before I play the song. What is Front Country? An acoustic band born in the land of tech innovation, Front Country was never going to be accepted as an authentic American roots band out of the gate. Cutting their teeth in progressive bluegrass jams in San Francisco Mission District and rehearsing in the East Bay, they learned to play roots music their own way with the tools they had on hand. A mandolinist with a degree in composition and classical guitar, a guitarist trained in rock and world music, a bassist equally versed in jazz and bluegrass, a violinist with techniques that could seamlessly hop between honky-tonk and electropop, and I read separately that he's a classically trained violinist, a good one. A female lead singer with grit and soul that was also a multi-instrumentalist and songwriter. In a wood panel country dive bar in the shadow of San Francisco skyline, Front Country forged a sound hell-bent on merging the musical past with the future. So they're a bluegrass band. They didn't have a bluegrass background. They found that it's where they overlapped. They shared the love and they created this music. And this particular song primarily is the lead vocalist, the woman. Who's singing it. So, interesting. They didn't have to show their chops on all these instruments, and they've got them. But I heard this song for the first time last week, and it's going to be played for you now. It's called Absent-Minded Melody.
Dies in the west. local man set circles round the clock. Smoke so thick you need a lighthouse, so loud I can't hear myself talk.
Absent-Minded Melody by Front Country, and I think we'll be hearing more from them. I was very impressed with that. I think they did a fantastic job of on that song, and I especially like the fact that though they have these heavy-duty, talented musicians, they weren't pushing them hard. You know, they were playing back a little bit. So that was, as I mentioned, Absent-Minded Melody. Next up is Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot from 1974. A great song, one of his all-time best, and very popular that year. It went to number one in the U.S., I think in Canada also. Anyway, Gordon Lightfoot is a Canadian, and this song is, I often mention Leavers and Leavees. The next two songs are about men in a relationship with women where they haven't left. The woman hasn't left yet, but she kind of steps out a little bit, and they're dealing with it. So you see how Gordon Lightfoot deals with it in Sundown, and then we'll hear how Johnny Cash deals with it in Any Old Wind That Blows. So this is Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs.
Looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what.
feeling better when I'm feeling no pain.
I can picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake.
Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. And next up is a song with the same theme. This is Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash. And I love this song for lots of reasons. One is it's got a wonderful banjo backup. It's just a great kind of thing. It's not a flailing banjo. It's three-finger style, but it just makes this song fly. The second is Johnny Cash is such a great singer. He can do things with almost any song. This is not a typical Johnny Cash song for me, but I think he's the perfect voice for it, so it's one of my favorites. And it's also about a guy who's having trouble with his lady friend. Does not seem to be staying home as much as he would like, but he's kind of dealing with it and accepting that's just who she is. Any Old Wind That Blows from 1972.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day. Slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me. Yes, I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it. And she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will, yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do.
But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
That was Johnny Cash singing Any Old Wind That Blows. Next up is folk music royalty, I guess. This is the Tao Seeger Band. Tao Rodriguez Seeger sings the song I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister, which I think Pete Seeger wrote and does a great job of it. I believe I met Tao Seeger. I was at a J. Unger fiddle camp, the Ashokan fiddle camp from which the music Ashokan came from. And there was a group there called the Mammals, well, a bunch of kids. It was Jay Unger's daughter, Ruth, and some other people, and one of them had to be Tao Rodriguez Seeger. So I went and sang with them for about 10 minutes. they were clearly a little bit over my head. Nice. They were all young kids, then I'd say in their late teens, early 20s. Anyway, he does a nice job on this. I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister, by Tao Seeger.
I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again. I don't want your Rolls Royce, mister. I don't want your pleasure yacht. Food for my baby, give to me my old job back. I know you have the land deed, mister. The money is all in your name. But where's the work that you did, mister? I'm demanding back my job again. 'Cause I don't. Job again. wish, mister. Call me green or blue or red. This one thing I sure know, mister. My hungry baby must be fed. I don't want millions, mister. No, I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. My job again. Give me back my job again. Come on, give me back my job again.
I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister, sung by Tal Rodriguez Seeger, Pete Seeger's grandson. And Pete Seeger did not write that. He made it popular. It turns out it was written by a guy named Jim Garland, who was a union organizer from Harlan, Kentucky, and moved to New York with his sisters, and his sisters became very popular in the folk movement and apparently were friends with people like Pete Seeger, Woody Guthrie. Well, it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And you can get us at FM 90.7, or you can pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. And you can go there and click in and hear this show anywhere in the world or any of the other shows on WEHC. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and I do that every week, and I have more fun picking out the songs than almost anything. Then I listen to them for the show and enjoy them along the way. So here comes another one. This is 16th Avenue by Lacey J. Dalton, and it's the story of the people who moved to Nashville trying to get a career going in singing and music, mostly country music and that kind of thing. That's where the Nashville's the center of, but there's some other kind of music. And we've often heard the expression, follow your passion or follow your dream. Well, this is a song about those people who do follow their passion, and their passion is music, and they think they're going to be professionals. And every year, hundreds, maybe even thousands, but hundreds, move to Nashville to pursue their career, and a very small handful of them make it. And each time I play one of these country musicians, I will look up their history, and time again, I'll find out when they were in their teens or early 20s, they moved to Nashville. And sometimes they paid their dues for 10, maybe even 15 years as session musicians or writing songs. And eventually they got their big breakthrough and had a song, a hit, and became famous. But most of them don't. Most of them labor their entire career, and some make a living, and many don't. They have a day job, and they have to do their music at night. I could have been such a person. I have the same passion for music. I don't know that I have the talent, so I don't think I would have been any better off in Nashville. But I understand the pull, and this song describes it so well. This is Lacey J. Dalton. 16th Avenue is apparently the street where a lot of the producers are, and that's where the guys go, well, or guys and girls, when they go to Nashville to try and start a career, they go to 16th Avenue. So she's telling us about their experience.
From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. With a million-dollar spirit and an old flat-top guitar, they drive to town with all they own in a $100 car. 'Cause one time someone told them about a friend of a friend they knew who owns, you know, a studio on 16th Avenue. Now some are born to money, they never had to say survive. And others swing a 9-pound hammer just to stay alive. There's cowboys, drunks, and Christians, mostly white and black and blue. They've all dialed a phone collect to home from 16th Avenue. Oh, but then one night in some empty room where no curtains ever hung, like a miracle, some golden words roll off of someone's tongue. And after years of being nothing, they're all looking right at you. And then for a while they'll go in style on 16th Avenue. It looks so uneventful, so quiet and discreet. But a lot of lives were changed down on that little one-way street. 'Cause they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything just to sing for me and you.
So that was 16th Avenue by Lacey J. Dalton. And I think it tells a story of creativity, passion, and probably a lot of frustration in Nashville. A good friend of mine is moving to Nashville soon, and I hope to go visit him. And while I'm there, I plan to go down and check out some of these places where these guys go. I was in Nashville 30 years ago, and I went downtown and went in a couple of bars and places. There was fantastic music everywhere, and I understood why. All these people who move there are full of talent, and they need jobs, and they're happy to get anything. They'll play in a bar, so a bar can get some of the best musicians, or a restaurant, any place with live music. They can get some of the best in the world for next to nothing. People are delighted to get any kind of job playing music in Nashville, and only a few of them make it big. Well, next up is Alabama from 1982. This is another new song for this show. It's called Take Me Down. I had never heard it before a week or so ago that I can recall, and I liked it a lot. It's just a song of being in love, I guess, is the best way to describe it. So this is Take Me Down by Alabama from 1982.
With me tonight, take me on a one-way flight in your loving arms, and everything's gonna be all right. You're the one who took my hand, but no one else could understand. You're the one who me like nobody else can. Take me down where I wanna be. and make me strong. Take me down. Take me down tonight. In your eyes, I see a light. It's your emotions glowing bright. So keep the fires burning and let it warm me through the night. You can be a part of me, 'cause you're what love was meant to be. You and me, baby, we'll set this flame inside us free. You don't have to stay forever. Let's just put our hearts together, share another night in ecstasy. Strong. Take me down. Take me down tonight. Take me down tonight. Ooh, ooh. Take me down.
Take Me Down by Alabama. And I'm in the mood. Well, next up is a change in pace. This is Chris LeDoux. Chris LeDoux is one of the great songwriters and singers of the last century. He was very popular with other musicians, other country musicians. He was actually, one of his main activities was he was a rodeo rider, and he won the world championship bareback rodeo riding in 1976. he was 28 years old at the time, and that gave him a lot of credibility. But then his music got recognized. This song is called This Cowboy's Hat, and it's new on the show. I heard it for the first time about a week ago, and it caught my attention, and it tells a story. I love songs that really get into it. And this story, a part of it's a spoken story. So, but anyway, this is a song called This Cowboy's Hat by Chris LeDoux.
Well, there's always been groups of people that never could see eye to eye. But I always thought if they ever had a chance to sit down and talk face to face, they might realize they got a lot in common. Well, I was sitting in a coffee shop, just having a cup to pass the time, swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine. When some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back and started poking fun at my friend's hat. And one old boy said, "Hey Tex, where'd you park your horse?" A friend just pulled his hat down low, but they couldn't be ignored. One husky fella said, "I think I'll rip that hat right off your head." That's when my friend turned around and this is what he said. Ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry, bulldog the Mississippi and its ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat. Now partner, this old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's. Last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat band.
back in 69 he died in Vietnam. Now the eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine. But someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line. And a real special lady gave me this hat pin. But I don't know if I'll ever see her again. You'll ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry, bulldog the Mississippi, pin its ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat. Now if your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me, then I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all. Well, right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eyes. And he turned back to the others and they all just kinda shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim, well, it was turned up in a big old Texas grin. You'll ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry, bulldog the Mississippi and its ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat.
That was This Cowboy's Hat by Chris LeDoux. Next up is a song called Let Her Go by Passenger. Passenger is the name of a singer, and I believe he wrote this, and it's just a nice song. I heard it fairly recently. I like it a lot, and here it goes. This is Let Her Go.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. The bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep calm.
because you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Where you only need the light when it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home, only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go, only know you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home, only know you love her when you let her go.
That was Let Her Go by Passenger. Here comes something different. This is Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland and the London Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland and the London Symphony Orchestra. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. You can also get us on the web at WEHCFM.com. And it's time to say goodbye now and to ask you to join me in what I ask you to do every week. And that is, I want you to join me in celebrating something. Celebrating something that's very, very important. And that is, I want you to join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.